Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelzang. I just saw the new movie Collateral Beauty, and you're listening to some of the theme music from the film now. The movie is out December 16th, and it is a fine, beautiful, caring, sweet, dramatic, yet comedic at times film, and I would not be surprised at all to see it get award recognition in the coming weeks. Will Smith and the entire cast, Helen Mirren, Edward Norton, Keira Knightley, Michael Peña, Naomi Harris, who, by the way, won the Hollywood Film Award for Best Breakout Performance for her role in Collateral Beauty, but Jacob Lattimore and Kate Winslet, they all play their roles to perfection, and all of them bring an interesting, fascinating, and relatable perspective to this film's narrative. While the ending is heartwarming, absolutely, the journey to get there is deep, meaningful, rocky at times, by the way, just like life. So don't expect a happy-go-lucky film, again, just like life. Let's listen, though, as Naomi Harris, her character, again, she's won the Hollywood Film Award for this role, her character is speaking to Will Smith's character about what loss means, reminding Smith's character about the collateral beauty.
I have something that I haven't told anyone.
They were preparing Olivia to say goodbye, and I was sitting there in the waiting room, and there was this woman sat next to me, and she asked me who I was about to lose, and I told her. And she looked at me and she said, just be sure to notice the collateral beauty. About a year later, something started to happen to me, you know? I would be walking or on the subway or whatever, and I would just burst into tears. But these weren't Olivia tears. These were tears born from something else, from this kind of profound connection to everything. And I realized it was the collateral beauty.
You may be aware of the plot, and if not, Will Smith plays Howard Inlet, a grieving and troubled New York advertising executive who's forced to come to terms with a terrible tragedy. Howard begins writing letters to love, to time, and to death as part of a therapeutic attempt to find meaning in the shadow of his own depression, only to find out that these perennial forces of nature are apparently willing to take the form of physical bodies, and they speak with him directly. Howard's friends and co-workers and colleagues, they learn that he's been writing these letters to the abstract themes of death, love, and time. And the last thing Howard expects is to come face to face with these cosmic pen pals, but with their help and his friends' support, maybe he can finally work through his grief. Here's a wonderful clip as Howard is confronted by time and what it means. Time is played here by the excellent Jacob Lattimore, and in the clip we hear Kate Winslet approach, asking Howard to join a mundane meeting, while time challenges Howard to accept that only Howard can see time.
I think you might be in the wrong place.
No, I'm in the right place, Howard. Yeah. Time. They say you heal all wounds, but they don't talk about how you destroy all that's good in the world. How you turn beauty into ash. If love is creation and death is destruction, I'm just a terrain in between. You don't understand time. No one understands time. I mean, Einstein came close when he said I was an illusion.
Howard, hey, listen, I'm sure it's a no, but Oneida Apparel asked that you be in the media buy meeting. I'm sorry to just barge in.
Ask her. Go ahead, ask her if she can see me.
I'm not gonna be in the meeting.
Mm-hmm. Well, they insisted I ask. I mean, they're probably gonna fire us, so.
Okay.
There is no easy way to tackle death in cinema, and if you're anything like Will Smith's character, you have a difficult time dealing with the subject matter of losing someone close to you. What I can say is that Collateral Beauty is one of the better films at taking a difficult topic and making it into an enjoyable film without losing its message to some kind of cliche. The film, the cast, the gorgeous production all deliver on the promise of first-rate cinema. I believe that as audience and movie goes, you're going to be in for a heart-tugging treat this Christmas. And a slight word of caution, if you've watched any of the trailers, you've likely, like me, been choked up. Imagine what the whole film might do. I can. I saw it. You need to see it. You'll love it. Here's our final clip when Will Smith's Howard first meets Death, beautifully played by Helen Mirren.
They grieve. Dogs. They grieve and they fully understand death. You called me a paper tiger. In the letter you wrote me, you said I was pathetic. You don't remember? You went on about middle management, making a deal, paper tiger. Oh, Howard, it wasn't that long ago.
Where did you get that? Who are you?
Who did you write the letter to?
I wrote the letter to Death.
Nice to meet you. They're charmed, I'm sure.
Nope.
Welcome to the Not Old Better Show, Will Smith and Helen Mirren. Will, in that scene between you and Helen Mirren, Death is dressed in blue, not black or any other color. What was it about that choice that meant so much to you?
Helen, I love that she chose blue as the color of death. She was saying, you know, she didn't want to wear black, and you know, she, you know, red had the wrong connotations in her. Research, she discovered blue, you know, and it's such a beautiful choice because she's not playing death as dark. The idea that death is a part of life, it's the you know, speaking to the impermanence of all things, and when she shows up, It feels good.
Well, if you would, touch on what attracted everyone to this project and what it meant to bring this film to audiences.
The way that the cast came together in on this movie could only happen with beautiful words. You know, it's like Alan Loeb wrote a screenplay that is just ridiculous. You know, the idea. The overarching idea of collateral beauty just touched us all. You know, it's the first people that David Frankel, the director, went to. Everybody was saying yes. It was just it's one of those times where we all got it. We wanted to be a part of. Delivering this, you know, beautiful story to the screen.
The title, Collateral Beauty, is important to the film, and we listen to you, Will, and Naomi Harris's character talk about it. But what else about collateral beauty is important and life-affirming here?
The very idea of collateral beauty is that no matter how dark and no matter how difficult a time is, There's something beautiful that's happening right there. You just have to look and you just have to see it. You have to cling to the collateral beauty.
Well, tell us a little bit about your character, Howard Inlet.
Howard, at the beginning of the movie, is a guy who has life figured out. He understands everything there is to know about life. He considers himself a sage and a teacher, and he's a marketing guru, and he has life figured out. Great guy, he's loving, he can give advice, he's helpful to all of his friends and family. He knows how to win. And then when he loses his daughter, his complete comprehension of how things work in this world is uprooted and overturned. And in this process, he's trying to just come back to some understanding and some meaning and some why to continue, some reason to go on. And he finds it as he rails against the universe, and he writes the letters to love, time, and death. And then the unexpected happens, and they actually respond.
The movie takes place in New York City, and it's Christmas time. What does that seasonal storyline say and mean in the film?
It's Christmas in New York. And when you see Christmas in New York, it's historically synonymous with magic. It's a time of hope. It's a time of love for some. It's a time of sadness. And sometimes, as you go into that Christmas celebration, there are people who were there last year that aren't going to be there this year. So there's always been the beauty. The bittersweet of the holiday season. I think New York captures that really beautifully, and David worked really hard to make sure that energy was in the film. And that was sort of the counterbalance. That beauty was the counterbalance to the pain and the reality of what the situations, not just for Howard, but really all of the characters were struggling with.
Well, Helen Mirren, welcome. And what were your thoughts about the film, the script, the message, your feelings, etc.?
Well, it's just very original. You know, I hadn't sort of read anything like that before. And, you know, that's quite a hard thing to pull off in the world of movies, because you feel sometimes that everything's been done before. But in this case, no. I mean, this was really... I love the basic concept of the film, really, you know, its message, if you like. Was one which I think is a hard message to kind of grasp, but I think a very profound one. So, you know, I like that element very much in it.
We ask Will, and we played a clip from Will's character, Howard, speaking to Naomi Harris about the title, Collateral Beauty. What does collateral beauty mean to you?
I mean, in the most roughest, most simplistic way, it's every cloud has a silver lining. That there is something positive to be found in the most difficult, darkest of circumstances. There is something beautiful to be seen. And it's very often in humanity and the way human beings can be to each other.
Ellen, we also ask Will about the blue dress of death that you wear. And I wonder if you'd tell us a little bit about what your inspirations are.
My inspiration always comes from other people. Watching other people, enjoying other people, being inspired by other people, whether it's as a actor and watching other people work and learning from them and being inspired by them, but also in behavior and how to be, just how to be. You know, I mean, today, for example, watching Will, you know, as I say, dealing with all these people who absolutely love him, the way he generously gives his time to them and openly is with them in an easy way. And it's, you know, it's very beautiful and very inspiring. And we can always, I can always learn from what is good. I don't mean good in a moral sense, although maybe I do mean that as well. But, you know, what is good? What is classy? What is pure? What is elegant? What is poetic? What is right?
And finally, if you would, Helen, tell our audience a little bit about what they'll experience when they see this film, Collateral Beauty.
Well, as I say, the essential center of the story, which is incorporated in that title, Collateral Beauty, the idea of that. But I hope it will be an enlightening film, a film that people come out of with, in spite of its dark subject matter in many ways, very dark, come out with a sense of optimism and engagement in life and a recognition of the positiveness of life. Because in the end, this is a light film, in spite of all these incredibly heavy things that we're talking about. This is a film that has comedic qualities to it, or a certain kind of lightness to it.
Well, my thanks to Will Smith and Helen Mirren for joining us today, and my thanks to Warner Brothers for making all this happen. Certainly, Collateral Beauty is an emotional powerhouse that just works, and I think it's going to work on audiences, and together with this impressive cast full of Oscar winners, Helen Mirren, Kate Winslet, and Oscar nominees like Will Smith, Edward Norton, and Keira Knightley, as well as Naomi Harris and her award for the movie, this is the kind of movie that will sweep you off your feet and remind you, especially during this time of year, why life is worth living and celebrating, despite the most unimaginable of tragedies.
Love, time, death. Let's begin there.
Although this isn't a quote-unquote holiday movie, despite the December release date, it feels like a fresh take on A Christmas Carol, but instead of past, present, and future, we're deeply touched by the meaning of time, death, and love. Will Smith is brilliant. The music, in particular, One Republic song, Let's Hurt Tonight, a ballad, really, reflects a notable and tangible truth that there's no hurting without love. Collateral Beauty has plenty of moments of hurt, but plenty of moments of love, uplifting, and beautiful sentiments. Enjoy this film. Truly inspired. From out these veins, snow.